Hey guys, welcome to this quick win on how to deal with the pain of people leaving your church. So where's the win in this quick win? Well, people leaving is painful. So I want to normalize that pain and give you some ideas on how to process this particular pain that pastors and key leaders in churches really feel very strongly. And it's important to know that it's normal and healthy to feel this pain. It hurts. When people leave, they don't even bother contacting us, let alone thanking us. It hurts when people go to the latest hotspot church in town or they dump on us as they go. All the things that they haven't said while they've been there for years but feel like they're going to dump on you when they leave, that hurts. Or maybe even slandering us and criticizing us behind our backs when they leave. So how do you deal with this very real pain? Well, I think the first thing, a few hard issues I want to look at is number one, accept it as the norm in today's world. Internally go, you know what, this is what happens in today's world. People leave jobs, people leave homes, people move, people shift. It's normal in today's world. Secondly, for your heart's sake, develop a bless everyone disposition. Decide that you're not going to burn bridges with anyone as far as it's in your power. Speak well of them as much as you can, depending on what their behavior is like, of course. But kind of remember 1 Corinthians 13. Love doesn't keep a record of wrongdoings, but decide to be blessing people as they go. Take care of your own heart. Cry out to the Lord about this pain. Grieve the pain when it really hurts. Focus on Jesus as the one who's building your church. Talk to colleagues. And talk with your key leaders about it. When it becomes problematic in the church, call it out. It'll be the elephant in the room anyway. And it's important, I think, to process this with people in your world. Okay, let's move on to some process points. A few points there for your heart, but a few process points here. It's important to work out the why of leaving. Why are people leaving our church? And there are bad reasons of why people leave. Maybe people won't heed biblical advice. Maybe they suddenly become anti the pastor or anti a major change point. Maybe they're upset over programs or vision or upset over something in the church. Maybe there's been a big argument with someone in the church. Who knows? They might even be challenged by a current theme about finance or evangelism or a change in worship style. And I call these bad, but in reality, some of them are just part of the process of normal church life. And while they might appear bad on the surface, they're probably good in helping people sift and sort whether they should be in your church. So they're not all bad, even though there might be some bad amongst them. I think it's also good to acknowledge there are good reasons why people leave your church. They move away. They go to another region, another city. They might need a fresh start. They might want a different focus. Maybe the culture has shifted and they don't fit anymore. Maybe all their friends have left and they're kind of not in that circle of connection anymore. Who knows? But there are good reasons, healthy reasons, and it's good to acknowledge that why people are leaving. It's good also to not only work out the why, but work out the who of leaving. Who's leaving? There are people who are moving away, and I see these kind of three distinct groups. People who are moving away, people who are moving on, and then a group that I call problematic people, toxic people, church jumpers, fringe people, backsliders. And I think it's important to develop policies and processes for each of these groups of people who are leaving. John, you're saying, really, a policy about people leaving? I think even if it's unwritten, and I think it's good to write it down, but even if it's unwritten, it's good to kind of work out to help you deal with the pain, the policies and the processes you have in place, depending on the type of leave, on why people are leaving, who are leaving. So let me have a look at it and give you a few ideas on this. People who are moving away, they're going to another city, another town. I would give them some sort of send-off, but I'm not a fan of public in front of the whole church send-offs. I'm happy for it to happen at a departmental level. I'm happy to happen with a private appointment with the pastor, a coffee with the pastor, and some sort of send-off that's at a level that's not too public. Now, in a smaller church, you may want to do it in a Sunday service, But beware of doing this too often. It can be demoralizing for everybody. Hey, everyone's leaving town and you have send-offs every second week because everyone's leaving town. I'm not a huge fan of send-offs publicly, but you can do it privately. Now, there are people who are moving on. What's the policy and process of that? People are moving on because of cultural differences, maybe good or bad reasons, whatever. Give them send-off appropriate to their tenure, their length of time in the church, their role, and also the reason for moving on. Again, I'm not a fan of the public thing, so that often enough for you to know that, but do something with people if they give you the opportunity to bless them as they go. Then you've got this problematic group, toxic people, unhappy people who are moving on, fringe people who turn up every couple of months and suddenly they haven't turned up for 6 months, church jumpers who are with you for 6, 9 months, 12 months and then move on to another hot spot in town, or backsliders. Generally, my advice is with toxic, fringe and church jumpers, let them go. Bless them, but let them go. Don't chase after them. With backsliders, I think pastors at some level need to follow through on backsliders to give them the opportunity to come back to Christ and back into the life of the church. Last thought here about dealing with the pain of people leaving your church. There's one time to light the red flare, to push the panic button, to push the break the glass, push the fire emergency button. If good people are leaving in numbers, there's reasons for you to have a look at that. Follow up those people, ask them to be candid, give you reasons. This is painful and hurtful, I know, but this will be an audit on your church that you need to make changes. If you have good people leaving in solid numbers, there's a problem in the church, and you, as the pastor and the key leaders, need to resolve that problem. Dig deep, face the issue, call it out, and make the adjustments that are necessary. Well, this hasn't been a heartfelt, I've kind of done hard in processes, but I hope that this will help you deal with the pain of people leaving your church. God bless you.